Join us now in one of Boston's hidden sacred spaces. Most of us don't know about them, but these places of worship are all around the city. One is the New England Seafarers Mission. It's there for workers from the ships that come to Boston Harbor. Of course, the mission is quiet these days and restricted because of the pandemic. We went there before the pandemic started, though, as part of a series exploring these hidden places of worship in partnership with Brandeis University and Walking Cinema. And over the next 3 weeks, we will bring you to three of these spaces on air, and also with interactive 3D models you can explore on your computer or phone. So, go back in time with us, not long ago, when giant cruise ships brought thousands of tourists into Boston Harbor. We join Radio Boston's Walter Wolfman there.
In a small convenience store on a pier that juts out into Boston Harbor, the Reverend Steve Cushing rummages through the shelves. He's making sure his shop is ready to take on the oncoming rush of cruise ship workers.
We've got clean, brand new underwear and socks for them to use because they're on a ship for 9 months at a time. So at some point in there, you're going to need some to replace some things. We've got vitamins.
The store is part of the New England Seafarers Mission. Reverend Cushing, the mission's evangelical chaplain, runs the place like a one-stop shop for ship workers. He stocks it with items from all over the world, like Filipino cooking sauce.
This is a favorite saver. It's a seasoning sauce. So, you know, the food on the ship is relatively neutral, culture neutral. So a lot of these condiments go away to kind of bring in a little bit of home back into it.
Cushing calls cruise ships floating cities. They need hundreds of workers to cook, clean, and otherwise help maintain the ship and please its passengers. Few Americans work these jobs. Most of the seafarers come from China, the Philippines, Indonesia, Russia, and Ukraine. So pieces of home on a foreign shore can mean a lot. A worker named Darren picks up some Lego brand sardines, a favorite back home in the Philippines. He says the store supplies things he can't get on board.
We are needed, especially medications, local food back homes, and it's very helpful because we are not longer to go far from the terminal.
The New England Seafarers Mission didn't start out as a convenience store. It was founded in 1881 as the Scandinavian Seamen's Mission by a Swedish immigrant and ex-sailor named Olas Olsen. Olsen would row out into Boston Harbor and preach to seamen on their ships. Today, the mission is nearly devoid of religious symbols or obvious spiritual practice. The store is on the first floor, and there's a post office on the second. There used to be a chapel on the third floor, but Reverend Cushing filled it with MoneyGram terminals so workers could send their pay back home. The last holdout is a tiny prayer corner, protected by a wooden screen. But volunteer Ken Hamill says it's rarely used.
It's almost invisible. When you come in, you don't really see it as a chapel, whereas more of the chapel-type things occur in the hallways. Overall, the chaplaincy is a roving chapel, if you will.
Reverend Cushing says in the hallways, workers often approach him about problems on their ships. He says they tell him their wages are sometimes withheld, and medical bills go unpaid if they get hurt on the job.
I've been on ships where there's been medical problems, that they weren't going to get the correct medical attention that they're going to need. The ship was going to try to leave as quick as possible. We were able to intervene with the help of other port agencies, Coast Guard, shipping agents, to kind of hold that ship off until that crew member got that medical attention they needed.
We reached out to the Cruise Lines International Association. The industry trade group couldn't comment on individual complaints, but in a written statement said it fully supports and complies with the Seafarers' Bill of Rights, which sets standards on wages and working conditions. Most of the complaints, though, are about the basic discomfort of life on board. Seafarers say they spend hours on their feet interacting with guests, sometimes with no days off. At night, they sleep in tiny rooms, often four at a time, stacked into bunk beds.
Guests complain about their cabin, so I imagine guests complaining, it's smaller than a guest cabin.
That's Molly, a ship worker from Belize. We're only identifying the cruise ship workers in the story by their first names because they fear retaliation for speaking about their employment. Molly says after a while, life on board can get stressful.
If you don't have a strong mindset, it's very hard. Even with a strong mindset, it's hard. But if you have a goal, you'll make sure you accomplish that goal. That's all you have to have in mind. Keep your goal and keep focused.
It's these issues, isolation, homesickness, boredom, that Reverend Cushing says he's trying to combat at his mission. Reverend Cushing says he may never talk about God or pray with seafarers, but his time spent with them is spiritual work.
For me, the way that I'm living out my faith and how I feel my calling, it falls under the umbrella of I am a pastor to seafarers. I want to make sure that they get all the help that they need. What they believe is not primary to me. I want them to know they can believe that they're not going to be forgotten.
This is not the sort of ritual support that chaplains did in years past.
Wendy Kadge, a sociologist at Brandeis University who studies religion, says chaplains like Reverend Cushing are evolving to meet the changing times.
Because we're in a different place in the contemporary landscape where more and more people don't belong to congregations, don't have local clergy that they rely on, yet still have the same kinds of existential troubles that we as humans have long had.
So as fewer people seek out traditional churches, the faithful are going out into the world to try to fulfill what they see as God's will.
At least in the United States, when a vessel comes into port, customs and the Coast Guard care for the vessel itself and for the cargo. But no one does any outreach at all to the people on board unless chaplains are there.
It's last call at the mission, and a ship worker named Joaquin hustles to stock up on spam. He tells me he's grateful for the convenience.
And I love it. If I like to buy something that I'm not kind of able to go out to buy the thing, I'm going to ask them to pay for it, and then they have it. Yeah, they have it. I love it.
As shoppers leave, the Reverend Cushing and his volunteers clean up, restock shelves, and close the metal door to the mission. It will reopen when the next ship comes in. Cashier Sherry Spur says she'll be back. Because to her, this seaport mission is church.
We think that we're doing churchy or Jesus-y stuff when we're like singing songs at church. And I'm not saying that's not important. I'm just saying when you look at how Christ lived, this is how he lived. He would be here. He would be here running the convenience store for the seafarers. That's where he would be.
That story from Radio Boston's Walter Wuthman. To explore an interactive 3D model of the seafarer's mission, visit radioboston.org. Next week, we'll visit the country's first and oldest airport chapel in the bowels of Logan Airport.